1-800-450-3733. You know, we spent the last 2 hours talking to Stefan Kinsella about...
He is great. I like having him on.
Very impressive. And it's always nice to have him on and clear up some of these the muddy issues of intellectual property for us. But, you know, we take calls on anything, and you can call in at 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. Got an interesting story here from WSBTV.com. DeKalb County, Georgia. A homeowner was held at gunpoint, and his family pet was killed in a mix-up involving a DeKalb County police call.
Oh, my.
When I rang the garage and saw my dog lying there dead, I'm looking at the blood. I lost it, Bobby Curry said. Around 9 p.m., DeKalb officer went to her home in Silva Court in response to a domestic dispute call with a possibly armed person. The officer said the family's German Shepherd lunged at him, so he killed the dog. The recently rescued animal was chained in the garage when the shooting happened. Curry's husband, Anthony, said the officer also pointed the gun at him and told him to put his hands up.
Oh, my goodness.
Why did you shoot my dog? He said. Well, I'll blow your brains out, he said. Hold on a minute.
Wow.
You just killed my dog. Why do you want to blow my brains out? My hands are up. I said, I don't have a gun, Anthony Curry said.
It's hard to stay calm in the face of losing your pet.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You know, you just went through all the trouble.
And you have no idea what's going on either?
Of rescuing this animal. You know, yeah. your heart and soul's been put into it. You've got him chained in the garage. Some cop comes in. You know, the dog does what dogs do. Dogs, I mean, traditionally, dogs are supposed to be protecting your property.
Yeah.
This animal's got some, you know, behavior issues.
But he was chained up in
the
garage.
And
I mean,
the cop shoots him dead right in your garage and then points the gun at you.
Well, clearly that officer must have been feeling pretty scared of the dog. And, I mean, I wouldn't blame him, but at the same time, it seems extremely rash to shoot a dog that's chained up.
Well,
and
we're not
probably
done.
Okay.
The story gets worse.
And he threatened the homeowner, too.
Sure. DeKalb police sent another officer to the scene. The supervisor showed up, said it was an error made by an officer who was trying to help someone else. Yeah. Subsequent investigation determined the actual address he was looking for was across the street. The first officer faces no disciplinary
action.
Can't
they read the numbers?
Well, it happens, right? Mistakes are going to happen. If you, you know, if you give law enforcement officers the ability to walk into people's homes with impunity, then this is what's going to happen. Because people are going to have dogs.
I don't think anyone gave them that ability. I think they just took it.
The courts have.
Well,
the courts
I suppose.
Certainly defend them. There's no disciplinary action here. He'll have to go before the shooting review board and face an internal investigation. But we've seen these rash of dog shootings.
They did everything by the book.
Yep,
everything's fine.
He was endangered, you know.
Yeah.
Curry said they don't like what happened but can understand it. And, you know, this is where people come from in this paradigm.
Oh.
Now that I know he was dealing with and there was a human error, I can understand why it happened. She and her husband said that the incident should serve as a lesson to officers to double-check the addresses they're responding to.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
And what? You know, if
I wouldn't feel so the same way.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'd be so cursing mad that I wouldn't know what to do if they came in and shot my dog.
I'd be terrified. I mean, what if they shot your kid? What if they came in and, you know,
police tend
did a SWAT
to be
raid?
Very deferential when it comes to children. Usually when children get shot, it's a big mistake. You know, cops tend to try very hard to protect children, but a lot of times there are a lot of stories of cops shooting dogs. Like, it's almost standard operating procedure.
Yes, that's true. And I just have to wonder, though, what's behind that dog? One of the first rules of firearm safety is you always know your target and what's behind it. And if there's a garage, there could be a person behind it.
Happens, sure.
The dog could move it, you know, I mean, never know. It just doesn't seem very safe.
Yeah, maybe that's the rule for safety, but you have to understand officer safety comes before everything else. That includes the homeowners and everybody else. Officer safety is paramount,
Apparently, is what they say.
And I think that's how they seem to operate. And, you know, if officer safety was indeed paramount, you'd stop sending them into places like this. Like, they own the place. He should have been knocking at the door.
Yeah.
That's what should have been happening.
What did the article, maybe I missed it, but what was the alleged purpose of the visit to the other house?
It was domestic violence with a possible weapon.
Okay.
But, you know, they're just a possible weapon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who knows what. So, you know.
So they go in guns a-blazing with that call?
That's kind of what happened.
They're not really the best. You know, I always laugh when people call the cops about interpersonal disputes because they are always going to escalate the situation. You know, I really,
I'm sure there are cops out there that do not escalate the situation. I'm sure there's good ones out there. But, you know, in the same way, since there if there are good ones, there must be bad ones. If there okay. are ones that are that try very hard to use their weapons in a manner that would be, you know, just and right, there are ones that are itching to shoot somebody or something. And those ones are looking for the opportunity to shoot somebody's dog. I mean, there have been video after video after video on the internet. There was one where a cop had given to the end of a dead-end road, went to get some directions from a homeowner, and shot their dog in their yard.
Yeah, unbelievable. Even very small dogs sometimes they'll shoot.
Yeah, there was an incident with inside a house with a corgi. And they shot another dog that was in a crate. And in that instance...
They've shot cats, too. I mean, they really have. I remember the stories.
I can't remember a cat story off the top of my head, but I think about situations where, you know, when you have hard flooring. In Florida, it's common to have tile flooring. When, you know, bullets are just flying all over the place. You're talking about picking up shrapnel, things going through drywall, just pass. I mean, you know, bullet drywall is not going to stop any kind of bullets.
Oh, yeah.
So bullet, you know, and how many times do you see some story where, you know, cops shoot at man 24 times, hit him 10? I mean, it happens all the time. You can read these. And where are those other bullets going?
Yeah.
It can be very dangerous, and sending police officers into homes needs to be something only for the very worst crimes. You know, there's a convicted arsonist in there, murderer, bank robber or something like that. Then we're talking, but the vast majority, the home
getting directions,
when they go into getting directions, they shot the dog in the yard, but they go into people's homes every 40 seconds. There's a SWAT raid in this country every 40 seconds.
Some of them are bound to have the wrong address,
and some of them are bound to, and most of them are drug oriented.
Yes,
incidents where people's lives are not in danger.
Yeah.
Where they could, you know, do all kinds of other things instead of sending in, teams where you don't know what's going on. And it just creates a myriad of problems. And it's not going to get addressed. Not with the way things are going.
No, because
when
the
politicians care what happens with what cops say, not with what citizens say.
Yeah, I mean, the current paradigm, especially with the drug war, is that, you know, these people need to be punished for use of drugs. And I don't think either one of us, Mark, would say that, like, you know, we support drug use or we think it's good. It's just that we know that prohibiting it and using these punishing tactics really leads to a lot more problems for all of society, not just for the drug users. It's for everybody has to pay for it. Everybody is subjected to the risk of this violence from these SWAT raids gone wrong. You know, and I don't want that.
You can look at Portugal and Amsterdam as examples of what a decriminalized drug world might look like. And crime diminishes. The use by young people diminishes.
Yep.
First time use raises, meaning that people do it at later ages.
Mm-hmm.
When you take away the forbidden fruit aspect, not as many people are interested. People are able to go and get treatment. And life just looks a lot better. There's significantly less money going into government programs trying to enforce these laws. When you look at this like it's a problem, and it's a problem if the person who has that problem decides it's a problem, then you'll figure out ways to treat it and fix it, as opposed to situations where you want to force other people to act the way you want them to act.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I suppose you could do that, right? Didn't Newt Gingrich say that he thinks drug dealers should get the death penalty and stuff?
There's a quote out there.
But at what cost? How much are you willing to pay? How many people are you willing to kill? How much money are you willing to spend?
Wait until it comes to your family and somebody in your family. Would they be better off with a 10-year prison sentence because they possessed a plant? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for
for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat. Not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. You can be involved for $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. It's ericsoncouncil.com. That's ericsoncouncil.com. And a lot of people ask me how to spell it. If you just, use one of the search engines and search Erickson Council, you'll be able to find it that way, too. But, I can try to spell it for you on the air. It just doesn't go that well. So let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Kelvin in Colorado calling in. Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Mark, Stephanie, and Mandrick.
Hi, Kelvin.
If you must be watching the cam at cam.freetalklive.com.
Oh, yeah. It's always amusing. So I want to talk a little bit about the Liberty Forum. And so many people are coming to the Liberty Forum not only to share in the camaraderie, and they're also there to evaluate the area to see if they would, consider moving there. For
I imagine a lot of people
project.
Are. Sure.
Mm. Yeah. And I've, the Free State Project Outreach people would have some incentive to offer some sort of freedom tours or something before and after Liberty Forum. And I contacted them, and they weren't, they responded very politely and gave me some other ideas, but said they weren't interested in doing that because people generally didn't have much time before and after, and the weather is unpredictable and, whatever. Anyway, they weren't too interested in it. And I was thinking that, that might be a good idea for somebody that wanted to make some money or something, set up some tours with some experienced Liberty-type people that can help, show the things that would be of interest to movers.
Kelvin, I think, here's a tip. I think if you contacted a realtor, like, for instance, the Porcupine realtor, Mark Warden, he would probably give you a tour if you were thinking about buying some real estate.
Yeah. Is that porcupinerealtor.com?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the suggestions that the Free State Project.
The great minds think alike.
But I didn't want to, possibly take advantage of some, somebody, real estate person, when I'm just sort of tentatively looking, and I have them, take me around and spend most of their time. I'd be willing to pay, for the service, but I,
What I would think the best thing to do would be is to talk to different people at the Liberty Forum, and I'll bet you that there's certainly people that do all kinds of different work, and some of it's pickup work, things like that. And I bet you there are some people that would make good choices.
Pickup work? What's that?
Pickup it just means do
odd jobs.
Odd jobs. And, if they're anything like me, I love to talk about the different places that might be good, for folks to move. And
sure.
I attempt to be as...
people are going to have agendas, though. They want you to move to their area.
Everybody's got their own agenda.
But, so talk to a lot of different people and ask them that question.
Right. And you've got to figure out what's important to you.
Yep.
Some people, it's living free and off the grid. Other people, they want to grow their own food and things like that. Other people want to be near metros and, just different folks.
Some people want to move near the political type activism.
Yep.
Others want to move more towards the civilly disobedient places, I guess. Sort of, different areas that are kind of more known for either one.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, if you're going to be big into the political action, it's hard to make it from where we live over in the southwest corner of New Hampshire to Concord for every single bill that might have some liberty, aspect to it. It's pretty tough. So you'd probably want to live somewhere near Concord within half an hour, 20 minutes drive to Concord so that you'd be able to get there and be comfortable with the situation. I go maybe once or twice a year, which shows how rarely I get up there.
Yeah, I'm in the high-tech industry, so I imagine I'd end up somewhere near Nashua, Manchester, somewhere in there. That pretty much the high-tech area.
They say that there's a tech corridor there. I would suspect that, I would think that you would have
some people commute to Boston, too, so living in Nashua would be the closest place. But I think there are lots of tech jobs in Manchester. And also, by the way, if anyone is listening to this besides Kelvin and is looking for a job, I think I've given Kelvin this specific suggestion before, but there is a group on Facebook called the FSP Job Alert, and I think it might even be linked on the Free State Project website or forums or something. And that group has job postings multiple times a day. It's very active, and it's got a lot of different jobs, every kind of job you could possibly imagine. So it might be a good idea to follow that group at FSP Job Alert.
Yeah, excellent. I looked into the thing of working in Boston and living in New Hampshire, and it, from my research, it turns out that they want to tax you.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it, but some people use that as a stepping stone.
Well, you've got to look at what works for you. You know, if they're going to, put state income tax on you and working in Boston, and I don't know what the state income tax in Massachusetts is, but say it's 3%.
I used to live there, and it's changed since I left, I think. It's probably...
If you can get... paid 10% more and get taxed 3% more, then it makes sense to do it if that's what.
Well, but there's also a sales tax and, property taxes and.
Well, you wouldn't necessarily live there. You would live.
But you might go shopping near your workplace for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you probably do some shopping for things. But usually when you're going shopping near the workplace, you're probably getting lunch, which means you're paying sales tax on the food. And in New Hampshire, you'd pay 9%, which is actually more than you'd probably pay in most states. In Florida, you would pay less than that for prepared food. So. You know, these things are all toss-ups. You got to do what's right for you when you
grow your own food, work on the internet, and
one thing I've got to say though,
live in an RV.
Kelvin, people do it. Don't buy. I think that the best advice I can make is don't buy a house right away.
I would agree with that. I rented an apartment for the first year I was in New Hampshire, and then I bought a house later.
Yeah, and I think that you got to know where you want to be, and that's that's the most important aspect of a lot of people. They question which city they want to be in. You need to be kind of fluid. Find which one's going to work for you.
Yeah, I'd really like to try out the Seacoast area. I see that. New Hampshire has been allowed to have a tiny little beach of the seacoast.
8 miles of coastline in New Hampshire.
And that's probably the premium real estate area, too.
It is, certainly. But, there's a very deep water port in Portsmouth, so that 8 miles is a valuable 8 miles.
Excellent. Okay, well, thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Kelvin. Say hi to us at Liberty Forum.
I will. You can count on it.
Sounds good.
That's right. We will be at the Liberty Forum, and you can be, too, by going to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. It's coming up
in a month.
Yeah, end of next month. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
We've talked about all the speakers that are going to be there, and, speakers are intended to attract people and everything, but I think that once somebody's been there, that they're really attracted by the atmosphere after that.
Absolutely.
Obviously, the speakers are great, and, it's fun to have them, but... It's as much an opportunity to show the libertarian luminaries New Hampshire as it is to come hear them speak.
Yeah, right.
So, check it out. It's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's one of the things we do here on Free Talk Live. Folks, call in, hijack the airwaves. If you're like me and you don't have time to carve out, you know, a periods of time in your day to sit down with a book and read it, you know, I mean, I want all the information that's in books, and I want to be able to enjoy novels, the new novels that come out. They're certainly my favorite authors out there, but I just don't have the time to sit down with a book anymore, at least not nearly as much as I used to. Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got every category of books over there, and you know, all the stuff that you want to listen to. I'm looking right now at the front page of their website and seeing you know, William Gibson's new book, Distrust That Particular Flavor, All the Necessary Force by Brad Taylor, American Dervish, a novel by Iyad Akhtar, and you know, like all the other bestsellers are going. It looks like Regis Philbin's got a new book out. Isn't that nice? You can go and get any of these books completely free at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They've got more than 100,000 titles over there available to you. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Go get it for free. It's fast. It's easy. It's affordable. I can do it, so it must be easy. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Stephanie, you've got a story from of cops abusing their power over in Great Britain. Is that right?
I do, yes. This is pretty striking. From theguardian.co.uk, the headline is Undercover Police Had Children with Activists. And it's by Rob Evans and Paul Lewis. Excuse me. So, this is ridiculous. Two undercover police officers secretly fathered children with political campaigners they had been sent to spy on and later disappeared completely from the lives of their offspring.
Were they deep undercover?
Very deep, apparently. Yeah, and this is not funny because of how it affects the kids.
Sure, I mean, sure it is. I mean,
it's so horrible. In both cases, says the article.
To some extent, these girls decided not to marry the guys that they were sleeping with. I mean, you know,
well, I don't see how marriage has anything to do with it. A father could still leave if they were married. I mean,
it's a system for child rearing that's worked for, you know, thousands of years.
Marriage? No.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Right, but marriage hasn't been around for thousands of years, has it?
Sure it has.
Not state marriage.
Well, not state marriage, but I mean, look, the marriage came along, and then the state came along after it.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure it was a religious institution before that, right?
Sure. I mean, those were the, to some extent.
But people were having kids before any kind of, even religious marriage existed.
But they probably had commitments to each other in that way, too.
Yeah, maybe. Just I mean, guessing. A child is a commitment as far as I'm concerned.
Me too.
And I would hesitate to kind of blame the women for, having children with these men.
Well, I mean, it's not all them, right? I mean,
it takes two people to create a baby, sure. And the woman is, unfortunately, is responsible for 100% of the growing the baby part, right? And after the dad leaves because he's an undercover cop, he sticks her with the responsibility of raising the child as well.
He stuck her. It's unfair for them to, it's very unprofessional for them to have done such a thing. But, the only point I'm trying to make here is that, these ladies have responsibility for their actions too. Everybody's got responsibilities for their actions. And they chose to have sex with somebody.
They do, but this
and
was
not
fraud.
Use protection.
I mean, this was fraud, Mark.
It is fraud.
They are representing themselves as activists or whatever. I don't know what kind of activists they were. I guess we'll find out if we read on in the article. But in both cases, the children have grown up not knowing their biological fathers, whom they have not seen in decades, were police officers who had adopted fake identities to infiltrate activist groups. Both men have concealed their true identities from the children's mothers for many years. One of the spies was Bob Lambert, who has already admitted that he tricked a second woman into having a long-term relationship with him as part of an intricate attempt to bolster his credibility as a committed campaigner. The second police spy followed the progress of his child and the child's mother by reading confidential police reports which tracked the mother's political activities in life. So not only have they fathered children, but now they're also disappearing from the children's lives, but spying on them through confidential police reports. I mean, this is just whole different levels of wrong.
Send a check if you want to keep an eye on. It's just weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And I know, I know in the UK there are a lot of these sort of laws that sort of... I've heard, I don't know how true this is. Maybe one of our listeners, if anyone's listening in the UK, knows more about this than us, can fill us in. But from what I understand, there are sort of tax penalties on married couples in the UK, and there is also a lot of government support, i.e. welfare, for single mothers. And so, of course...
That's probably what the cops are saying to themselves, is that they're taking care of, what do I need to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that kind of political structure... does incentivize single motherhood, which may not be the best for a child growing up, right?
I tend to think not.
For a kid to have two parents is probably better than one, right?
I tend to think so. I mean,
Or more. I don't know.
I'm of the opinion that the optimum, sex and relationship of parents is two married opposite sex parents. However,
opposite sex.
I think that that's optimum. I think that that likely what that's going to do is produce.
Really, Mark? You think that every straight couple is better parents than every gay couple?
I said that was optimum based on their sex. Like that's the if you it's not it doesn't hang on that issue. It's just that if you get to pick, if you're going to design the perfect family to raise a kid in this society, I think that you would probably pick a male and a female that are married together and committed and that kind of thing. However. If that male or that female are an alcoholic, I'll go ahead and trade out that optimum situation to same sex or whatever. I just think that there's no such thing as optimum.
Wait, though. I mean, it sounds like you're disparaging same sex couples as not good parents.
Why? How does it sound that way?
Because you said straight parents are optimum, and if they're alcoholics or something, then I guess I'll take the gay parents.
There's nothing in the world that's optimum, right? Like, you don't get optimum.
Like, yeah,
everybody's got their problems
suppose.
And their shortcomings. And I think that in today's culture, that you'll raise a more well-rounded individual if they're raised in a heterosexual couple than you will a homosexual couple.
They'll I'm not prepared to make a statement like that.
Weird and treated like they are weird.
Oh, so it's weird to have gay parents? It's weird to be gay?
You don't think it is?
No.
If gay people
weird
represent fewer than 10% of the population, then I would call that weird. It's a deviation from the norm.
Well, how much of a minority does something have to be considered? Is it weird to be black?
I think in some communities, it's certainly in New Hampshire, it is weird to be black. I mean, I'm not saying
that's something that somebody has no control over. Though,
absolutely,
and
they don't have any control over
being gay either.
Who claimed that they had any control over it? I'm not claiming it's bad either.
Well, I mean, when you say something is weird and that their kid is going to turn out weird if they have gay parents,
as a black person who has to deal with white folks that don't get to deal with black folks very often, what it's like. They're constantly asking them, "Oh, well, what do black people think? How the hell should I know what black people think, honky? I'm just one black person."
They're weird. Sounds like a judgment of them. I mean, it just
unusual.
Okay, but I don't think there's any reason to say that gay parents are not the optimum. I mean, actually, I've seen studies recently that say gay parents are better than straight parents because they often have to adopt children and they want them more and they care for them more lovingly.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Straight parents can have kids accidentally, and I don't know what the percentage of them that have had kids accidentally. But
50% of all pregnancies are unintended.
Right. And so you're making it seem like I'm saying that every straight couple is better than every gay couple. And I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying
if you're
the
not
optimum
saying that.
People, the optimum situation means that these people are truly optimum. And to be truly optimum, I say they need to be heterosexual. That's my opinion.
I think the optimum includes gay and straight. I don't think, yeah.
I
disagree, Mark.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Might be able to squeeze your call in here if you give us a call in the last segment here of the show, last few minutes. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Check out amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to support the show, and there's a few perks for amplifiers. You can get a commercial-free podcast. There's a forum on the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. And we ask $3 a month, and we'll spread we'll use that money to spread the word of Free Talk Live. It doesn't go for paychecks or anything like that. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, so Stephanie, we were talking about a situation here where I guess police were in Great Britain were having sex.
Undercover police were forming relationships and fathering children with the activists that they were spying on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have yet to read what kind of activists they were, but I wonder if something like this could happen here. You know,
I'm sure that
Fed and who's their children.
It has. There's been lots of situations where police have gotten very deep in with the people that they're watching, and just makes you wonder. But for real quick, let's go to Darian in Rochester. Darian, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys?
All's well.
Hi, Darian.
I want to talk about the medical definition of death.
Okay. Do you know the medical definition of death?
I think I do.
Okay.
I'm having a debate with a friend of mine who is involved with an organization called Free Aid.
Free Aid, okay.
Yes, I volunteer for Free Aid. It's fr33aid.com if people want to learn more.
Is that an E on the end of that or not?
No, so AID.
Okay, got it. Go ahead, Darian.
It's a great organization, especially what happened with the Occupy New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Free Aid was down there talking about the ways that private market could handle healthcare services. And they were terminated. But a friend of mine wants to know, what is the medical definition of death?
What is the medical definition of death? Well, I think this will be my amateur answer to this question.
Because you're the medicine person here on the show. You're in, what, pre-med or something like that?
I'm in medical school, but okay, medical I'm school. Not a doctor yet. So, wow, that's a really good question, because there can be situations where people's, like, hearts can stop beating on their own, but if they can be kept on life support, you know, they could be kept alive. So are they dead? I don't know. I mean, I guess they're alive with assistance. Technology is getting better to the point where we can kind of keep people living longer and longer in more dire situations. There's also brain death, so-called.
But doesn't death only occur if it's permanent? I mean, if it's not permanent, they're not dead, right?
Well, there have been some cases where people will meet the medical, will be pronounced dead.
Uh-huh.
And then will be resuscitated, and they'll be alive again.
But then the doctors were just wrong. And it's not like doctors aren't wrong. They're practicing.
Yeah,
they're not,
I suppose, yeah. Uh-huh. So I would say it's lack of, wow, this is really tough. You know, Darian, I think I might have to do some more research on this to give you an accurate answer. Do you have any ideas on your own, or is this kind of settling a bet?
I do. I'm kind of an arrogant asshole, or I believe that I'm right. And I believe the only way to kill somebody is deprive them of oxygen to the brain. You have situations like somebody's on they have an artificial heart,
uh-huh.
And the whole purpose of that artificial heart is to circulate blood in their body. The whole point of making blood move is to bring oxygen to the brain.
Right.
So you mentioned earlier brain death. Mm-hmm. I think when the brain does not respond to an EKG, they are dead.
Well, actually, as I understand it, there can be electrical activity in the brain after someone is technically dead, and they're never going to come back to life. But yeah, I mean that is ultimately the way that everybody dies, I guess, is the lack of oxygen to the brain, right?
Well, can a brain be dead without with a heart still beating? I mean, is that possible?
Well, there are some cases where, like, for instance, Terri Schiavo was this very famous case in the media where she was in a, I think, a car
vegetative
accident.
State?
Yes, she was in a vegetative state. And what that means is that the sort of, like, lower parts of her brain, like that controlled breathing and heart rate and those kind of things were functioning. So, like, her brainstem was working. But all of her cortex or her higher functions that kind of define humanity, like the ability to think and speak and mm-hmm. all that kind of thing, those were that part of her brain was like liquid mush.
Mm.
So she had the ability to breathe, but she had no higher cortical function. So was she dead? Was she brain dead? That was the question that was being debated.
Sure. Darian?
So, quick question. And I'm actually interested because I love all the things you're saying. And Stephanie and I went back and forth. I'm wondering if I can have somebody else hop on the line. I know that might violate the line policy.
Sure, pass it over.
Sure.
But the person that I'm debating with, can he jump on the line?
Yeah, that's fine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Are we waiting?
Okay. Hello?
Okay. Hey, this is Ruff.
Hello.
All right. So what I was saying to Darian was that cause of death, medically speaking, is always about what caused the heart to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, it may be, yeah, this guy died because somebody put 30 rounds right through his chest and that destroyed his heart. It may be that, hey, this guy fell off a building and crushed his heart. You know, any number of things. But it's always, it always comes down to the heart has failed.
Yeah.
And that's what the cause of death ultimately is.
Uh-huh.
Argument here, death is in the brain or death is in the heart? Is that the question?
No, that's the thing. Darian's misunderstanding. That's what he's trying to make it into. And
okay.
I was talking from the aspect of when you're talking cause of death, say you're filling out a report about a homicide or you're talking about a technique to kill an enemy, that always comes down to heart failure.
Yeah, so, I mean, what Darian said was that, I think what I understood was that he said that it's about lack of oxygen to the brain. Death is about lack of oxygen to the brain. And if your heart is not beating, you will not get blood circulating or get oxygen to the brain. And so those things are kind of connected, right? So could you both
right? That's why I explained to him that, for example, what they teach now in CPR is for adults, they've gotten rid of rescue breathing. They teach only chest compression.
Correct.
Is that so?
Right.
Yeah, Free Aid has actually tried to do a lot of educational outreach about CPR and how pretty much anyone can help in an emergency if they know somebody is in cardiac arrest. They can. There are defibrillators in a lot of places, public places. They can also try to do CPR. And now for adults, as Ruff just said, they are not recommending rescue breathing, just chest compressions. Because, you know, in a lot of situations, you don't want to put your mouth on someone else's mouth. They might be covered in blood or vomit or something like that. But you can still help them by doing chest compressions.
So they don't even... That, we were always taught 15 and 2.
Yes.
That was how it was. Guys, thanks for the call. Appreciate the call here on Free Talk Live.
I don't know if we answered their question. But it sounds like a fun one to debate.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does.
Well, you know, you can...
appreciate them calling.
Debates are worth what debates are worth. So we were talking in the last segment about sort of the value of relationships and the rearing of children. And I want to make clear what I'm trying to say
Go
here.
Ahead, clarify your...
Because all I'm talking about here is sort of a continuum of good and bad, right? Like, we would agree that there's no such thing as the perfect set of parents, nor would there be the perfectly evil set of parents. It's all a continuum on that line, and that everybody tries to do the best with what the circumstances they have.
It depends on your own values, too, right?
Yes.
If you're judging the perfect set of parents, then they encompass all of your values, right? Or they embody all of your values, but people have different values. And not all of those values are universal.
I think that the perfect set of parents, to some extent, provide their kids with a view on the world that allows them to assess the world, as opposed to providing them with a view on the world, right? So they give them the ability to make their own decisions, as opposed to telling them this is how things are.
Oh, I disagree with that. A lot of parents tell their children this is how things are.
I'm telling you what I'm, as my value statement, a good set of parents would provide the kid with a system for judging what is good and bad, not just telling them that themselves.
Sounds like something gay people can do just as well as straight people.
Agreed. And I would say that when I say that the optimum set of parents would be heterosexual, it's only saying that yes, heterosexual parents can go from very bad to optimum, and no, none of them ever reaches optimum.
But gay parents could never reach optimum.
I have to say that they're going to
totally disagree.
Be in a situation where they're going to raise kids in a situation where people want to talk to them all the time about gay parents. Well, tell us about these gay issues. They're
never going to go away unless people come out of the closet and
raise
kids.
Yes, but I'm not your guinea pig, and I don't need to be raised by gay people so that you can see a better world in the future. And I don't want to put a kid through it if they don't want to be through it.
I think we can all agree that optimum...
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Get in the zone!
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram TuckGuard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.